So those are the shortcomings. So here's what I think I'm going to do for next year. Remember, I've got a room full of 16 machines. What I'm going to do is take three of those away, and they're going to be the three main boxes. FreeBSD on one, Linux on another, and something, I'm not sure, Solaris maybe, or NT, something just to make a third flavor. What I'm going to do, right at the beginning of the course, everybody gets a job. And I'm going to have these, like, used to go to the CES and used to pull a little job description off the wall. I'll put this up in the room and I'll say, whoever wants to be the mail guru on the FreeBSD box, put your name down. Here's what it's going to involve. Here's how much you're going to get at the end of the course if you successfully achieve this job. So then mail guru might be a bit more difficult than running the web. You know, the person who deals with just user accounts and maybe something else. Pretty easy task. So that people can say, oh, you know, I'm a bit not sure about, you know, doing jobs. I'll pick a job that's easy, but it won't be worth so much. Also, I want to set up a tiger team. So Ripper 2 or 3 will be the tiger team for the course, so that the three security officers, one in each of the three boxes, will have something to, you know, defend against. And also some people who will be in the management role, setting up official policy documents on the systems and things like that. Right, so now we've got three boxes that will last 13 weeks. And in fact, the jobs, if you install, you know, if you're the web admin, the first job is to install a web server. And then you have to maintain the bloody thing. And once we've got enough services on three boxes, as much of the course is going to be moved to those boxes. All of my web pages, which are on the normal web server, will be migrated over there. So if the web server crashes, all of the other students are going to hassle the web admin to say, we'll set up our own mailing list, so there'll be a major domo admin, and we'll use it for general discussion. And if that breaks down, again, we get to hassle the appropriate person. I can put a few hats on. I can be the head sysadmin and say, you know, do that. Tell me what you did this week.
Delete this in out of CFI.
Or I can be the dumb user. You know, why does my while one semicolon program not return? So, and this next year, they will be forced to use RCS for things. So, not only will they have a job, I mean, this will only be worth 30-40% overall, so they'll still have to do some of those extra things like install other software that, you know, to play with and write some assignments on research. But they'll have to keep a course journal. And in fact, every fortnight I'll go to everyone and say, what have you done? I want to see a journal. And I don't care whether it's electronic or it's on paper, they've got to keep a record of what they've done, why did they do it. So they can back out. So, you know, I made this change because of this. Something got stuffed. I need to have good knowledge of what I did to be able to back out again. And the jobs are going to force these students to interact, because the security officer is going to see that there's a security patch for the kernel because something's been found. They can't apply it because there's a kernel maintainer whose job it is to maintain the kernel. So they have to approach this guy and liaise with them and say, I have to install this because there's a security hole. You know, do it for me. And they've got to come to some sort of compromise. We can't have the system down for more than an hour. So there'll still be 13 boxes for them to sandbox in, which will be actually good because if they're a bit worried about doing something on the real box, they can stuff around on the play box and get it right on sleep, you know, and then they can do it. What I would also like is getting real sysadmins to come over and talk about real-world situations. Because it's fine for me to talk about these things, and I grab the sysadmins we've got there and they do a bit of chat, but I mean, it's a university environment, so there's not a sense of, you know, really having to keep this thing running 24 hours a day.